You're back with Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. They're very bump-bump, those 80s songs, aren't they?
The synth.
Absolutely.
Synth. It's just music to one's ears.
Oh, and Helen, empty dreams can only disappoint in a room behind your smile.
You really can't make that shit up.
Well,
can
I think
you?
I think they kind of did, because that's not a sentence, but, you know, and they call themselves Real Life.
But what does it mean?
Well, it's fraught with meaning.
You've
just got to get into the guts of it.
Obviously, I'm not deep enough to understand depth of that statement. So
you're not on a par with Real Life.
No,
I'm
not. Send me an angel right now.
Our city, with its special landmarks, its certain style, the Melbourne we love. It's lively, it's vibrant, and it's growing fast. We've got a new dynamism.
The Melbourne we love, its certain style. She's like a bad lover that I keep going back to. Tats, beardy, beer swilling mess, but, you know, strangely hot. Attractive. You know, I'm just drawn to her.
We all have one of those in our history, don't we?
Yeah, you know. You know, this is why we're here. But look, anyway, this week's shit me of the week is a little bit of an obvious one. I'm sure, you know, this is why I didn't sort of start the segment with this one, but it's graffiti.
Yeah.
But to be
it's
more
been in the paper, Mr. Gray. It's been in the paper.
Topical. But to
our,
be more
our Lord Mayor.
Yes.
I believe you've been adding to your dossier.
Yeah, I have. Yes, this dossier. This is white paper number 353, I think. But anyway, so this week's shit me of the week is tagging, right? So we're not talking graffiti. Graffiti per se is, you know, or street art is, you know, it's something that Melbourne has become quite famous for. We market ourselves overseas as being a world centre for graffiti. And, you know, I always like to start this segment with something nice to say about the place. You know, a little bit of a caveat.
How you deal with this with Melbourne, we need to talk, given that we are delivering a report card on Melbourne, is exactly how one who's done some management training learns. So you start with the positive, then you slip in the negative, and then we end on a high note.
Absolutely. It's like parent-teacher night, right? The most rotten kid in the school, and the teacher's got to sit there and say, you know, very, very humorous, this kid. Very funny, however. And anyway, it ends up with, you know, he's got to stay down a year, basically. But, yeah, like I was saying, you know, the street art is quite extraordinary. I was showing a friend around last week, and we were staggering around Collingwood at some point. Don't ask the details. Turn around and all of a sudden there's a massive Keith Haring mural, you know, just there on the street in Collingwood. Absolutely amazing. There's been a couple of Banksys on certain parts of walls in Melbourne.
There you go.
I don't know if they're still there, but
they've done entire sides of buildings, haven't they? Those massive ones on some of the council housing.
I think you call it murials.
Murials. Mm. Multiple murials.
Multiple murials. Mm. No, I'm talking about tagging. I'm talking about sort of like the just senseless scrawl with textures or paint or, you know, there's certain tags around this city which aren't even done with sort of a brush. I think what they've done is taken sort of the tin of paint and thrown it in a general direction to the wall so that it kind of makes up letters.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I've seen a little bit. But isn't tagging like the equivalent of, you know, they're the poor man's artist, so to speak, and I use the term artist loosely. They don't have any technique or skills of their own.
No.
So they've just learnt to write their own name or their created name.
Exactly.
And they do that over someone else's property.
Yes. Somebody else's skilled work of
precisely.
Art. Precisely. Well, you know, I would argue that there are some parts of this city that you could almost relate to a household that has very, very young children, right? So the white walls are covered in texture and crayon and all that sort of shit, you know, and then the family's there and they've kind of forgotten about the fact that the house looks like a bit of a mess because of their kids, right? That's what Melbourne's looking like at the moment.
And they haven't used the Dulux wash and wipe.
No, exactly. Right, so Collingwood, I'm looking at you. Fitzroy, I'm looking at you, etc. So anyway, there are certain repeat offenders here. So you go anywhere around the city, and you'll see the lovely name Pork or Nost. And
do you think this is a frustrated Jewish person?
I don't know.
He's looking at Nosh, and I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, I get Pork. I don't know what Nost means, but you know, apparently it's the same guy. Right, so he uses two tags, two names, Pork and Nost, in massive letters.
Right.
And he's, I think this, I noticed the other day, actually I was quite impressed, I think he's learnt to colour in.
No.
Some of them are solid now.
Or he's throwing the paint and using his finger.
Yeah, I don't know. But look, you know, we've got all this lovely new, slick, clean infrastructure coming up, right? We've got a brand new metro system coming up. We're going to have an airport rail link to the airport. Airport, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that's what an airport rail link would suggest.
It would.
And it's just going to have a lot of surfaces just screaming out for the Porks and the Nosts of this world to say, I want to name this. I'm going to claim this as my own.
This tunnel is henceforth known as the Pork Nost Tunnel.
Yes.
So forget about any Boaty McBoatface, or it is the Pork Nost Tunnel.
Yeah, and all the controversy about Margaret Corderina, right? Just to say, change it to Pork
Nost. Perfect.
Yeah, you don't even need to change the signage. You can actually just paint over it.
Pork
right?
Nost, if you're listening, head down to Margaret Corderina
yep.
and claim what's rightfully yours.
Yeah, please do. Do something good for once, yeah? Right, okay. So, look, you know, I don't want to go back to the old Sydney versus Melbourne thing, but I was up there recently and I did notice that there's not the same level of disrespect for public property that we have down here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it even extends to stupid things like people taking a key out and scratching their name in the side of the trams or the tram stalls. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. No, I'm not. You know, I'm not a big user of the PT either kind. But when I do, yes, I must admit, I even get a little bit queasy sitting on public transport when you know the chewing gum and the right. scratches and the text. Not good.
Stains on the fabric seats, that sort of thing. Yeah. Anyway, but this is very topical because obviously Hosier Lane, probably our most famous and our most marketed laneway for street art, was involved in a paint bombing attack, apparently, is what they're calling it. So, yes, Melbourne's internationally famous Hosier Lane on the weekend has come for the paint bomber, who is a filmmaker, by the way, has come forward to defend it as an artistic and political statement. And he called out what he says is the hypocrisy of Melbourne City Council over street art.
Okay.
Right. So he said that he staged this basically and filmed it as part of, he filmed it with a drone, by the way. And there are a lot of tourists standing around taking photos of it, but nobody sort of attempted to stop him. So
of course not.
Slight outrage there, you know, but. So he filmed this as part of a bigger project connected to graffiti culture. And the team behind the actions believed that it was entirely legal. His reason for it was that the council had exploited the urban art scene as part of its marketing and branding of the city. So I suppose my question here is, what is art, right? Just because I find skillfully
executed
pieces of graffiti and art on the sides of Hosier Lane's walls, I find that attractive. What's to say that somebody coming and spray painting all over it in pink or white or whatever is not art?
Good taste.
Hmm.
I just.
But art is often the philosophy behind it.
So he has destroyed street art, recognised street art by simply throwing paint at it? Is that what?
Yeah, I think it was with bombing. It was almost with a fire extinguisher. I think he kind of sprayed it. He spray painted the whole thing, basically.
Okay. So where your Melbourne We Need to Talk rant relates to the action of that, so the tagging or the paint bombing, we're not talking about the stupidity of the individuals watching this going on and not doing anything to stop it.
No, I'm talking about, is it art? Are their actions art? And I take us back to a couple of episodes, a couple of weeks ago, where we discussed art.
And a banana.
BB Cox.
BB Cox.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between going in and throwing a load of white paint around Hosier Lane and actually duct taping 1,000 bananas to the wall?
You raise a valid point, Mr. Gray.
So anyway, report card time. Oh, actually, I also want to mention that where
honourable mention.
Honourable mention, where I come from, where I grew up in the far-flung northeast darkest corner of Melbourne.
A veritable little melting pot for little gay Mr. Grey.
It's the world epicentre for bogans, right? And I did actually notice on a fence, when you drive into this little hamlet, the incredibly witty and clever piece of graffiti, which was fuck off.
Right.
And I looked at it.
As
and
in
thought,
OF.
OF, yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did look at it and I think, look, if you're going to be crass, at least go to school for a few years and learn grammar.
Well, but could they have been referring to a fuck of graffiti artist?
A collective noun.
It's a collective.
So you've coined this, right? The collective noun for a group of taggers is a fuck of taggers.
That's exactly right.
Okay, but that's, I like that.
Thank you. That was absolutely.
I'm going to use that from now on. So report card time.
Please.
Right, and this week's report card comment is flippant. One word with an exclamation mark, and that was written by my English teacher.
Flippant.
Could only be written by a bloody English teacher, couldn't it? And I remember reading at the time in Year 9 and going, I have no idea what that means. I thought it was something about jumping around a lot.
Well, can I say if you had done better in English class, you would have known what flippant meant.
I would have. You know, I know what flippant is now. I actually think it's quite a compliment. So, report card. Yeah, Melbourne, stop being so flippant. Clean yourself up. North of the river, particularly bad. I'm singling you out for detention. Fitzroy, Collingwood. I went up there and I saw graffiti on a bloody tree. Somebody had graffitied a tree because there was no other surface left to paint.
Coming up next on Grumpy Gaze, we enter room 666 and it's all about texting.